你们是知道我传这诫命给你，使我的义为必接触，这是万有之主。
Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant be continued with Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
第五节。
First time.
我赐予他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我。
My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him as an object of reverence.So he revered me and stood in awe of my name.
真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话。他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
True instruction was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many paths from iniquity.
祭司的嘴里常存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instructions from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
第三章第二。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
他来的日子，谁能担当得起？他显现的时候，谁能立得住？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like foolish soap.
他不坐下如炼金女子的，以洁净烈火熬炼他，像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给他。
And he will sit at his altar and purify the silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
那是犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供应，耶和华悦纳，仿佛午时之日尚未至。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord.As in the days of old and as in former years.
我们可以注意到第二章那里讲到神和利未人立约。
We especially pay attention in chapter 2 where God has made a covenant with the Levites.
那里说到利未人。
There he speaks of the Levites.
第三章说到将来的弥赛亚要坐下如炼金银子的洁净。
And chapter 3 talks about the Messiah to come, the Messiah that is to come, will sit as the purifier.
I think we're going to start reading it
now. I think we're going to start
reading it now. I think we're going to start reading it now.
By now, we all know that Noah's time has seven sections of word of God.
就好像圣经中这个灯芯灯台的七分之。
It is like seven branches of the old man.
第一根跟第七根是一样高。
And the first branch and the second branch are the same height.
第二跟倒数第二根是。
And the second branch is equal height to the second to the last branch.
第三跟倒数第三根是一样高。
And the third branch is equal in length as the third to the last.
然后是当中的一根。
And then you have a middle branch.
我们说这种的对称是中央的对称，或者是近
义。We call these a simple symmetrical or a symmetrical merit.
我们如果读启示录二章三章。
If we read Revelation chapter 2,
我们的主对教会对七个教会所有期待。
Our Lord has so seven messages to seven churches.
你看他期待的话，也是像。灯台的七分之一。
And these seven messages are also like the golden lampstand.
那昨天我们已经看到第二根分支，第六根。
Yesterday we have already discussed the second one in the new testament.
就是第二根倒数第二。
Which is the second one and the second to the last.
所以今天早晨我们要再进一步来看第三个倒数。
This morning we go a step further to look at the third section of words and the third of the life.
那第三段的话是从第二章一节一直到第九节。
The third section of words begins with chapter 2, verse 1, and says verse 9.
那第五段，第五段的话应该是从第二章十七节一直到第三章第。
The fifth section begins from chapter 2, verse 17, and to chapter 3, verse 5.
第二章开始重点。
In the beginning of chapter 2, it says, All priests,
这诫命是传给你。
This commandment is for you.
我们知道神有话只传给众子。
We know that God has special words and special commandments to priests.
结果众祭司是失败的。
And yet the priests have all failed.
因为第八节说，你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我们立位所立的约，就是万军之耶和华。
Because in verse 8 it says, But as for you, you have turned aside from the way, you have caused many to stumble by his instruction, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi.
所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为瑕玷，因为你们不守我的道，竟在律法上按行情面。
So I also have made you despise and obey before all the people, just as you are not keeping my ways.But on showing partiality in this instruction. And this is the condition during the time of Malachi. Prior to the first coming of the Lord, this is the condition of Israel. You see that all the priests are in desolation. And what did the Lord do at this moment?
所以这个时候你看见利未的人就来了。
And you see, this is the time that the Levites stood up.
那为什么这里说利未人、利未人、利未人？
And what did it continue to mention about the Levites and the Levites?
其实我们知道说，这个亚伦一家祭司乃是亚伦一家，可以说是利未支派里面的。
We know that the priest came from the household of Aaron, which is the part of the tribe of Levi.
但是为什么谁说我们地位有一天？
But why did God say that I had a covenant with the Levi?
你们为什么失败呢？因为你废弃我和利未人所立
的约。Why have you failed? Because you have despised my covenant with the Levi.
然后到第三章讲到弥赛亚来的时候，还要接近利未人。
And chapter 3 talks about when the Messiah comes, he will purify the
Levites.
If the sons of Levites are
purified,
now they may offer to God in righteousness.
那时候犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord.
所以为什么这里说到利未人？
So why is it here talking about the sons of Levi?
大家都还记得这个以色列的故事。
Everyone still remembers the stories of Israel.
你记不记得神把以色列人带到西南山下和他们立约？
Do you remember that God has led the Israelites to the foothill of Mount Sinai?
神的愿望，神的愿望就是整个以色列国度是个祭司。
God's desire is to make the entire nation of Israel as a kingdom of priests.
每一个人都是祭司。
Each one of them be a priest.
而这里神所拣选的国度是祭司的。
Because here God has chosen the kingdom of priests.
神的百姓有多少？神的祭司就有多少。
How many there are in the children of God? There will be as many priests.
但很可惜，后来我们知道说以色列失败。
Unfortunately, we know that the Israelites have failed.
他们拜了金牛犊，他们得罪神。
They worshipped the golden calf and they have sinned against God.
结果那个时候，神就对立这个摩西就对立为。
And at that time, Moses spoke to the sons of Levi.
谁是站在神前面？
Who is on the Lord's side?
结果圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
结果立位人就起来杀他们的弟兄。
And the sons of Levi rose up and killed their brothers.
所以那一次偶像的事情就被解决了。
And that time, they resolved the problem of idolatry.
那从此以后，神和利未人就立了约。
Ever since then, God has made a covenant with the 三字经吧。
那其实我们记
住，
那大概每一个人，每一个以色列人都应该有释放。
Originally, each Israelite should be the one to serve God.
现在在十二支派里面，只有利未支派可以起来。
Now in the 12 tribes, only the tribe of Levi can serve
God. 而利未支派里面亚伦一家才能够做祭。
And only the house of Aaron in the tribe of Levi can be priest.
我们知道这是因为以色列人犯罪一些和得罪的一些。
So God has chosen the
sons of
Levi.
But
now we ask the question. What kind of covenant has God made with the Levites?
为什么现在他们的地位不一样呢？
Why is it now that they have a different position?
我们一同来看看生命记一代的代表。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 33.
生命记一代的代表。
Deuteronomy 33.
论地位说，耶和华你的土民和乌林都在你的前程人那。
And of Levi, he said, let thy stone and thy wood belong to thy godly hand.
你在马扎试验他，在米利巴水与他争论。
First case says, when thou hast proved and master, with whom thou hast content at waters of Meribah.
他问自己的父母说，我未曾看见，他也不承认弟兄，也不认识自己的儿女。
He said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them, and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own son.
这因利未人遵行你的话，谨守约。
But they observe thy words and kept thy covenant.
你看见利未人最后站在神的这一边。
You see that the Levites were the ones who stand on God's side.
当以色列大体失败的时候，他们站在神的这一边。
When the majority of the Israelites had failed, these are the ones who stood by God's side.
所以，这里利未人所代表的是得胜者。
So here the Levites represent the principle of the overcomers.
论到自己的父母，他说我未曾看见。
He says, as in regard to my parents, I have not seen them.
他也不承认弟兄。
I have no regard to my brothers.
也不认识自己的儿女。
I have no regard to my own son.
他们果然站在神的前。
Because they are the people who stood on God.
他们就对付了、清除了所有他们中间的偶像。
They have dealt with all idols that are among them.
叫神的见证能够继续维持下去。
So that God's testimony is continued.
但是我们要注意。
But we need to pay
attention. 等到这个祭司来到神面前的时候。
As these priests come before God.
尤其是大祭司。
Especially the high priest.
你看见他的肩膀上有鱼，他的肩上有六块宝，有12块宝。
You see upon his shoulders, there are 12 precious stones.
然后他的胸前也怀着12个宝石。
And on his breast, he carries 12 precious stones.
那不光是有，在胸牌的里面有两样东西，一个叫做乌林，一个叫做。
In his breastplate, he carries 2 things. One is called a stone, one is called a wood.
那神和利未人所立约就是这个乌林和那个。
And this is the covenant which God has made with the sons of Levi, stone and wood.
许多人就是祭司，就是为个人来到神面前。
Many people consider the priest is for the purpose to come before to represent
God. 这帮人也是为个神来到人面前。
And these people also come before God.
所以祭司就是一般人，他们能够来到神面前。
So priests are a group of people who are able to come before God.
但是祭司。来到神面前就是来到神的脚前。
Friends, sisters, as we come before God, we are come at His foot.
那就是大祭司的经历所代表。
And that is the experience of the high priest.
祭司们最高的经历就是来到神的脚前。
the higher the experience for the priest is to come into the Holy of Holies.
当他们来到至圣所的时候
，When they come into the Holy of Holies，
你会看见在他的胸前有十二块宝石。
You see on his breast there is 12 precious stones。
圣殿的外面是黑暗的光。
On the outside of the tabernacle, if the light
is up, 圣所是金灯台。
Inside the holy place is the light of golden
lampstands.
As you enter into the Holy of Holies, it's complete
darkness.
But it is not dark.
因为这里的光是我们能见的范围之外。
Because here is light outside of our vision.
那代表神的。
And that represents the glorious radiance of God.
但是你记得，不管以色列民族如何，
no matter how bad, how corrupt the Israelites,
他们只要来到神面前
，as long as they come before God,
你看见那十二块宝石就开始发光。
You see the 12 precious stones begins to radiate.
当你看见钻石。
When you see the diamond,
尤其如果钻石磨得非常好
，especially a fine quartz diamond，
当光进去的时候
，as the light shines through，
结果因为它的因为这个反射的缘故，所以它可以把光捕捉在这个宝石里。
And because of total reflection, it will be able to capture that light within the diamond.
光进去就出不来。
And light is penetrating the diamond.
结果它会坚定在宝石里。
And finally, it is captured inside of this diamond.
这个时候你能看见 fire， 结果你能看见彩虹。
And now you can see fire and you can see rainbow.
所以什么是宝石？
So what are precious stones?
我们讲说宝石乃是光的捕捉者，能把光好像坚定在它里面，让人看见什么是光。
We know precious stones are stones that captures the light and encapsulates the light.
光是非常抽象。
Light is real action.
但是从宝石里就能看见。
But from a precious stone, you'll be able to see light.
神就是光。
God is light.
他是住在不能靠近的光中。
He lives in the light which we cannot draw near.
如果大师大卫不在，保罗没有一个人会被击杀。
If the high priest did not go to him with the covering of the blood,
但是大家知道，这道他是来到了这宝座前。
But when the high priest comes to the throne,
表面上他做祭司。
Outwardly he's a priest.
表面上他把人带到神的面前。
Outwardly he has brought men before God.
他代表全以色列人靠着血来到神的面前。
He represents the entire nation of Israel come to God to recover.
有的祭司在那献祭。
Some priests are making.
有的在那烧香。
Some priests are offering incense.
有的在那处理全圣所的桌子。
Some are taking care of the shofar table.
十个大祭司最终来到了至圣所。
Now the priest enters into the holy of holies.
那请大家记住。
And please remember.
当大祭司来到神的宝座前，把神来到神的面前。
When the high priest comes before the presence of God,
结果那十二块宝石就发光了。
And the 12 precious stones began to radiate.
这代表神对于以色列的心。
This represents our heart desire for the Israelites.
但这是外面。
But these are external.
这是在胸怀外面。
These are outside of the breast.
但胸怀里面还有一个东西。
But inside the breastplate, there's something else.
有两样东西放在里面，这个是乌灵，这个是。
Two things are carried inside the breastplate, which is the thumb and the worm.
这是到今天，这个圣经学者想知道到底什么叫乌灵，什么叫。
Even until today, the Bible scholars still wanted to know what thumb and worm represent.
大概没有错，它是两块石头叠加的。
If our guesses are correct, these are also two stones, like a precious stone.
不过这个时候，如果大祭司来到神的面前
，But at this time, as the high priest comes before God,
如果他往里面看
，If he looks inside the breastplate,
因为所有的十二块宝石在外面，这两块石头在里面。
Because all four precious stones are on the outside, and inside is the two of stones.
他终于来到神的宝座前。
Because he comes to the throne of God,
来到这个神荣耀的当中
he has come in the glory 那
亮的开始头就不能发出光。
And these two stones will also shine.
那祭司们怎么知道神的旨意呢？
所以那个钟牌叫做决断的钟牌。And this breastplate is called a breastplate
of judgment. 换句话说，你能够清楚到底神的旨意是什么。
In other words, you can be clear of what is God's vision.
你要是想要明白神的旨
意。If Joshua wants to know God's will,
他一定要把祭司到大祭司面前去。
He has to go before the high priest.
让大祭司来到神的面前。
And the high priest will come before him.
他求问到底神的旨意是什么。
He will inquire of the Lord, "What is your will?"
你怎么知道神的旨意？
And how do you know God's will?
你只要往里面看。
You look at your inside.
圣灵的光才是里面的。
Because the lights are the inner
light.
And this inner light will cause you to know
what's going on.
Many people want to understand what are these two things, but we do not know. But we know the meaning of these two words. One is light. And the other is perfection.
弟兄姊妹，只有当你得着亮光，我们才能够得着
光。My sister, only when you have received the light, you can receive the
light. 你才能够行走在神的光。
Then you can walk in God's light.
弟兄姊妹，请记得。
平时呢，
当你以神人摸着他的死力气。
When Moses before he died.
他为十二个人派出。
And as he blessed the 12 tribes.
这两个祝福都代表每一个支派的特点。
And each of his blessings for the 12 tribes represents their unique.
利未人代表的是圣
洁。The Levites represents the
overcoming.
And where is this uniqueness?
他不止亲近神。
Not only they draw near to
God. 而且他能明白神的旨意。
They can also understand God's will.
当他往里面看的时候。
When he looks in his
inside,
when he searches into his
depths,
because he lives before God's light,
there is
light inside.
这个乌云土灵能把亮光带给他。
Here the sun and the moon to bring him light.
也能够把完全带给他。
Also bring him perfection.
所以请记住，这是另一个层面。
This is the special characteristic
of the
tribe. Among the 12 tribes, the tribe of Levi represents the
overcomer.
But when you come to Malachi chapter 2,
these
12 tribes should be overcome. And they are assembly inside the tribe of Levi.
但结果呢？他们却偏离正道，许多人在那里反倒反跌倒。
And yet they have left the way and caused many to stumble.
所以神就对这个众祭司说：“这诫命传给你们的。”
And so God said to the priests, "This command is for you."
神的话给你们的。
God's word is for you.
他们不知道，因为他们没有这个话。
They do not know that they don't have the word of God.
但是呢，这个话给你们的。
But these commandments are for you.
你们若听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅。
If you do not listen, you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是那个时候的情形。
Then I would send curse upon your
position.
Don't forget. They must return to Jerusalem in order to be priests. If they don't want to be priests, they can still remain in that
way.
And so you know God has withdrawn their hearts. Don't forget.
如果你失言的话，你还是有一方面支持他们失败。
If the Lord delays, now there's a group of priests who have failed.
那现在神怎么办？
Now they are not.
神又提起了他和利未人所立的。
He reminded them the covenant he made with sons of Levi.
弟兄姊妹，现在明白。
Now they are.
现在当祭司们也失败了。
When the priests also failed.
神又不照他们。
God then called out to
the Lord. 后来又想起他和利未人所立的。
are remembered the covenant which he made with the sons of
Israel. So
even though the priest had failed, but now there's a group of people who stand on God's
side.
They have not left the
covenant.
They have not defied the covenant which God has made with
them.
Why do the people, they have been overcome? This is a lesson which we need to learn from here. These Levites are only drawn near to God. They have the word of God. On the outside, they have the Bible. As they come before God, they understand God's will inside. It's because this represents a covenant which God has made with
sons.
This covenant means when everyone is confused, they are not confused. Verse
4.
Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you. That my covenant may continue with
Levi.
Why did I give you the commandment? It is for the purpose that my covenant may continue with Levi. This is
all.
Now we just mentioned that the covenant God has made with them was represented by the
third.
Here it represents light and also protection. My sisters, if you have light, then you would not be
afraid.
If you have light and God speaks to you, you will be enlightened. God said you have spoken to me with strong
words.
If we carry thorough and work, then we will definitely put on sackcloth and
ashes.
It will be impossible for us to say where we have spoken against how can a man be saved out of his obsession? He is obsessed with
the power.
He is not very spiritual, but he thought that he was
very
he did not overcome that he thought he was overcome. Because he had preached a lot of words of God, he thought that he had to
realize.
This is obsession. Now all the men are obsessed with themselves, they're also obsessed with their own group. Just like the church in
Laodicea.
Now why can we be saved out of this condition? First we mentioned yesterday is through consecration. In which area we're unwilling to offer to God and to be obedient to Him, then definitely we'll have done this in
heaven.
If you offer to God the lame and the blind, then you are also lame and blind. If you want to be saved and delivered out of this situation, my sister, we need to offer and present our bodies to God as a living
sacrifice.
What you offer to God is not a blemish,
but a
He is your only
begotten Son.
He is your beloved and
Isaac.
We see that if you want to be saved out of the situation, first is to secondly, we must come to His
light.
If we are true sons of God, when you look inward, of 40 years among men, you will not shine.
所以如果你讲到讲多，你就在人面前。
If you preach so much, you're always preaching before men.
因为你很得胜。
You felt that you are overcome.
但你一轮到人面前，你就这样子。
As soon as you come before God, your inner life will shine. And life will definitely bring you into perfection. Now we see that we are poor, miserable, blind, and naked. This time I want to purchase eyeglass to clean up
my soul.
This time we want to purchase gold refined by fire so that we can see
truth.
How do we be saved out of this situation?
你来了第三个和倒数三个。
You come to the third section and the third to the last section.
这个约乃是神和立约的主义。
This is the covenant which God has made with Son of
God.
And this is the calling of the old covenant. But to us, the third words are so
abstract.
So now look at verse 5 and see what the Bible says. I am my covenant with him was one of life and peace. Remember
about
this. This is a great matter.
你知道吗，在在立位所立的约是生命和平安。
You remember the covenant God has made with Joseph and Levi are the covenant of life and peace.
你说生命和平安是新约里的旧约。
You said life and peace are only found in the New Testament. You do not find such words in the
Old
Testament.
In
God's will, it is the eternal.
新约如此，旧约如此。
If such in the New Testament, we will find such in the Old
Testament.
As you look inward, it is stone and wood.
但是这个旧约是什么约呢？
God says, what kind of covenant?
是生命和平安。
It is the covenant of life and peace.
我跟着两样是。
And I have given them both.
哪两样？
What are the two things?
是生命和平安。
He has given them the life and peace.
我把他自己赐给他的时候。
When I gave it to him,
使他存敬畏的心。
So that he has a heart of reverence.
他就敬畏。
He will revere me.
惧怕我的。
He will fear me.
那对。
Not only so.
真实的。
The instruction is in his
mouth.
You see that peace and life is in his heart. But the true instruction is found in his mouth. And there's no unrighteousness in his
heart.
Now he can walk with God. He walks with God in peace and uprightness. And he turned many back from their iniquity. The lips of the priest should be preserved. And men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. This is the life for the overcomer. This is the way for the overcomer. Please remember where it
begins.
It begins from the inside. If you have peace and life within, then you will have a heart of reverence. Now the true instructions will be in your mouth. Now you are able to walk with God in peace and
uprightness.
And turn many men back from their iniquity. This is the principle of the
overcoming.
As we arrive in the New Testament, we're even clearer. You know God has made a covenant. Today, the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us. We return to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是子，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
你看见当人体贴圣灵的时候。
You see, when a man sets his mind on the spirit, when a man lives before God's
presence,
as he views inside, the Holy Spirit dwells in
him.
Once he says, he sets his mind
on the spirit,
you view inside, it is thorough and
worthy.
But if you are obedient to the Spirit and set your mind on the Spirit, what is the result? The result is life and peace. Many young people ask the question, today we want to push you, what should we do? God has already made covenant with you. If you live in the world, you will never understand God. If you always read before men, then the third of the world within you will never shine. So you need to come to the Lord. You set your mind on the Spirit. Then your heart will shine. You will have life and perfection. This is the covenant of life and peace. What you have received is life and peace. Finally, God has given these two things to you. As you receive life and peace, you know that you are walking in the will of God. This is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The law of the Old Testament is engraved on the stone. But the law of the New Testament is engraved on the
stone.
How can we be an old covenant? God has made a covenant with
you.
We want to stand in the position of the
Lord.
Then God will be holiness to you. Today it is so simple to be Christian. What can we do and what can we
do?
Where can we go? Where can we not go? And if you, if there's a place you should not go, and yet you set your mind on the
ground,
then you feel death. But whenever you are set your mind on the Spirit, you have life and peace. Today you can walk on freely. But remember, you need to dwell in the Lord. You need to be in His
presence.
If something is right for you to do, then God has given you two things, that is peace and life. But now if you come to a place where you should not go, you're doing something which you should not do. This proves that your mind is set on
the
and the result is death. The opposite of life is death. The opposite of peace is no peace. And your heart will be turned. I remember when I was young, I had learned some lessons. As a youth, the elders in the church tell us, do not love the world. And what is the world? And there's one thing in the world you cannot go
through.
That time that's what the bride is
called.
So in order not to love the world, we will not see any
good.
I'm on the street before moving here.
是喜欢看电影，就是在电影机的旁边。
I love to see movies, so I'm always there.
结果呢，后来我就好了，我换个
事情。So later on, I said, okay, I do not love the world.
虽然我不看电影，但是我天天还看电影。I
see the movies, but I don't see the fires about movies.
所以当你看广告看电影，现在看电影，电影我觉得很不错啊。
So as I look at all the fires, one day I said, well, this movie is pretty good.
那个电影叫做《万王之王》，讲的是耶稣被钉十字架。
And that movie is called The King of Kings, talking about the crucifixion of Jesus.
我说别的电影没看，这个电影没看过。
I said, I don't see other movies, but this one I should be able
to see. 你看第一集呢，告诉你有什么钉十字架的，你根本一点概念没有，你怎么看？
If you want to preach the gospel, you need to have some idea of how Jesus was crucified.
只有说人家去看电影。
So I said, I ought to go see this movie.
但我胆子很小。
But I'm very timid.
我想我这样去恐怕不了。
So I finally persuaded that to be a writer, and then both of us went.
But then, so in Taiwan, 看电影院，看电影要排很长的队买票。
And then those days in Taiwan, if you want to see a movie, you have to stand in long lines to purchase tickets.
那个时候有一个问题就来了。
And then there is a problem.
那我们人可以看没有错。
We know it's okay.
但如果我们两个人在排队给父母看电影怎么办？
But some of us are standing in line waiting to purchase tickets.
那
是
买票是一个很困难的事，别找。
You need me and call someone else to
stumble.
If you see movies and you call someone to stumble and don't watch movies,
we don't
have
to show them.
But we know we still need to.
So we have to find a way to buy tickets.
So we have to come up with another idea of how to resolve the issue.
This summer, the sun is high.
And that was in the summer day, very hot.
结果我两个人穿了很重又厚的雨衣。亲爱的我的意思不是可以看电影，那是另一个
问题。My point is not whether or not we can watch movie, that's another issue.
但是真相不平安在你身上，也许是。
If it's not peaceful, we need maybe it's peaceful for you.
但是无论如何的事
情。But no matter what.
你已经不再是自己。
You no longer belong to yourself.
我还记得我还没结婚以前呢。
I remember before I was.
我一个人最喜欢光明的人。
I'm not to visit bookstore by myself.
但是结了婚以后，我去旅游去。
And after I got married, I'm not that free to
go to the church.
Because I know my interest is different than my
wife's interest.
So when we come to the door of the bookstore,
well, I can
tell you. I will look at it. If I come to the door,
I will be
strong. No, I will not go in. No, I will go in. If we often live before the presence of God, we will see that
light.
When people cheer and clap for you, this Dharma word is still in you. And yet you cannot see the
light.
So when you truly come before God, now you see the Lord and
terrible
world.
When we see that light,
we know that there is darkness in
the world. We will put on
sackcloth and
tell the Lord
that I am not only
poor. I am
poor,
light.
If you have not shine on
me,
I will never know myself. Individual is my
church.
The church is the same way. As the whole church comes before God. If the whole church stands on the position of
overcoming.
And as some of the word will shine. God will bring the entire church to the most
humble position.
They no longer live for themselves. But they live for the entire
church.
They are like the 300 men of
Gideon. They will
shed blood, they will shed tears, and shed
blood.
Until they win victory. But the fruit of victory is shared by the entire church. This is the overcomer. Overcomer does not mean that we are the church and other people are not.
Francis,
we have already said
Philadelphia
is our way. But the doctor is not our
label.
Whenever you say that we are Philadelphia, you are no longer in
light.
You know that there is a true
story.
There's a group of
people.
They were in the
England.
They felt that God was
gracious.
They had seen light which were not shown to
them.
And this is also right, because if you read the church history, they are full of abundance. But unfortunately, one day they discovered and saw their own visions. Their meeting place never had a sign, so you don't know this is the meeting
place.
There is no schedule posted outside, so you don't know the meeting
schedule.
But they still want people to know that the Christians have
skills.
They will not lift up their own
names.
Instead, we meet and gather under the name
of Jesus.
Aside from the name of Lord Jesus, there is no other name.
Thank you,
Lord. And God is in
Christ.
They lift up the name of the Lord. But gradually, as the Lord in grace, they become
proud.
So one brother Lee went to visit
them.
And he showed them articles written by
brother Lee.
And And some brothers said, well, this is a waste of time.
有什么样属于的功夫是啊，是我们有的，是啊，别人有的我们没有。
Is there any spiritual riches that other people have and that we don't have?
结果有一天在这班中间有一个聚会。
And so among these friends, one day there's a gathering.
那么他们在他们聚会的门口啊，弄个牌。
And they made a plaque outside of the meeting.
那只有两个字，英文两个字。
There's only two words in English.
Jesus only.只有没有耶稣，就是我们中间只有至高的耶稣，你看还是属于非常的重要。
Which means that we only have Jesus, we only know God His name.
但是他的信心就像巴拉基信心。
But their condition has fallen into the same condition as the Moabites.
他们觉得巴比伦需要回转，我们需要回转。
They felt that the people in Babylon need to return, we don't need to turn back.
所以有一天呢，神教导他们一个功课。
So one day God taught them a lesson.
就把那个台灯啊，就把Jesus里面几个字母把它去掉。
And so caused a storm to come through and blow out some of the letters in the two words.
因为在Jesus里面有二十个字母，结果只剩两个是 U S.
And in the word of Jesus, there's so many letters, but it blew away the only U S.
所以这是Jesus里面的二十个字母。
That was the word they were seeking in their heart.
God said,
"Amen, I will say it."
You thought you were rich, lacking nothing.
Actually, you were poor and
miserable, blind and
naked. 亲爱的
弟兄姊妹，如果我不小心的话，我们走同样的路。
If we're uncareful, we are walking on the same way.
所以我们什么都不能从昨天的光明里走出来。
How can we be delivered out of obsession?
什么能够从这个什么能够从这个老底下的光明里面的拯救
？How can we be saved from the condition of slavery here?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
马拉基给我们看见。
Malachi showed.
神和利未人的约。
That God made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
生命和平安。
And it is covenant of life and peace.
就是石头来讲，一个叫乌云，一个叫啥？
As for the stone, one is called stone, one is called.
就是结果来讲。
As for the result.
生命和
平安。It is of life and peace.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
但愿主把这些话说在我们心。
May the Lord speak these words into our hearts.
感谢主。
But not only.
当你读到倒数第三段时
，When you read to the third section of life,
第十四节
，Verse 17,
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们何时上反锁他
？You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, How have we wearied him?
你知道，许多时候我们用很多话来啰嗦我们。
You know that many times we use many words to weary our Lord.
我们怎么说？我们还说我们什么事啊？我问你。
We have done such, and we're still asking, where have we wearied you?
那到底这个话怎么话下面就记载下来
？And what are these words of wearying? And the report is.
因为你们说凡行恶耶和华眼看为善，并且喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里？
And that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. For where is the God of justice?
下面神要教导马拉基。
Now, God will begin to teach the people from Malachi.
谁要让他们知道公义的神在哪？
God wants them to show them where is the God of justice.
所以下面就万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主。你忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就在你们，就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming.
公义神在哪里？
Where is the God of justice?
谁说我要打发施洗约翰做主耶稣的信？
God said that he will make John the Baptist as the forerunner for Christ.
当我们主来的时候
，When our Lord returns,
你不知道公义的神在哪
？Then you will know where is the God of justice.
你把这个问题把它很清楚的就解答了他上面的问题。
Here, God has clearly explain the question that was put.
那当然，这段圣经你知道，一年中的主题是第一次来，也是第二次。
You know the scripture refers to the first coming of the Lord and also the second coming.
那就说近期的应验来讲，就说 immediate 这个 fulfillment 来讲，是基督徒耶稣第一次。
As for the immediate fulfillment of this word, it refers to his first coming. And as for the remote fulfillment of this word, it refers to his second coming. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he
appears?
And this clearly points to his second
coming.
Because as he comes on second time, he comes as a Lord of
judgment.
Before the God of judgment, who can stand and who can For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap.
所以这当然就是主题二次回来说。
Of course, this point is the second coming.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
十字架代表爱的意思。
The cross definitely represents love.
那就是说哥哥他的十字架。
And that refers to the cross of God's.
但是要叫你接受十字架进到你的里面。
But whenever you receive this cross,
十字架永远站在最最里面。
The cross always stands opposite
to the flesh. 神教永远站在肉体对立。
The cross always stands opposite to the flesh.
神教永远站在己的对立。
The cross always stands against.
神教永远站在世界的对立。
The cross stands against the world.
神教与所有的生命道路上。
The cross will remove all the barriers to the way of life.
神教一面代表爱，一面代表。
On one hand, the cross represents love, on the other hand, it represents
love.
When a child grows, it is not only growth in love,
it
also grows in
authority.
And if a parent only talks about love and no authority, that is
false.
And that is actually hatred, not love.
Therefore,
Because of love of the cross.
结果圣灵今天把我放在一个手术台上，让十字架在我当中更深的工作。
The Holy Spirit has placed us on the surgery table to do a deeper work in us.
这是出版社。
A man is full of life.
在十字架的这水面上面的血。
Who can endure before the cross?
那个充满了自己的人。
A man who is full of himself.
当一个十字架的水水面上面。
How can he stand?
为什么？因为他如烈焰之的火，如飘忽之大气。
Because he is the finest fire and the fullest soul.
十字架不能够。
The cross is too much.
第一，他是烈焰之的火。
One, he is the refiner's fire.
火代表神的性情。
Fire represents the character of God.
当我们经过十字架的火的时候
，As we pass through the fire of the cross，
结果你就是金越来越闪亮。
You will find the gold becomes more refined. That we can be molded into the image of God's Son. But don't forget. Today, home the bride he made ready. One day, as we see our groom, that we will have a white linen gown. That linen gown is white and pure. How can we be clean, white, and pure?
十字架就好像漂白的镜一样。
The cross is like the foolish stone.
结果你看，我们细麻衣就变成洁白。
Then our linen gown will become.
我们就准备好了。
We will be made
clean. 所以这里说，我们主要脱下如炼金的银子。
And here it says our Lord was fit as a smelter.
And
silver represents salvation. He was purified, Levi. He He will purify his son from Levi and refine them by gold.
这是圣灵在我们的环境上，在我们身上。This
is the work of the Holy Spirit in us, in our life, in our surroundings. Who are the overcomers? The sons of Levi, the
overcomers.
A weapon or covenant is a covenant of life and peace.
圣灵在我们里面。The
Holy Spirit will work inside us.
圣灵借许多的环境，叫万事互相效力。The
Holy Spirit will cause many things around us to work effectively.
那结果就看十字架的工作效果一样圣洁。Then
you see the work of the cross is like a refiner's fire.
这样的智慧人就得到启示。In
such way, from the Levite that we find.
他们所献的任务给神满足。And
there is the offering which they present to God with pleasing to
Him.
你看见吗？这不就是拯救的道理？这是神的救恩。但是，因为圣灵工作，因为施加，都是神所做的。一个在里面做，一个在外面。所以，你要相信，你的丈夫是神所定做。 Your wife is coming, your children are custom made for
you.
Praise the Lord, they are the best husband and best children. Do we not all have one father? Don't forget, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the children of God only have one father. They have only one father. In the New Testament, the church only has one father. And so here it says something that's very important that touches the sense
of God.
Do we not all have one father? Then what are we? Of course we are brothers. And sister, how do you treat your brothers? When the church is in
discussion,
if you want to see the desolation, you will see how they treat their
money.
The big text is that we all have one father.
In
the same in the Old Testament, the same in the New
Testament.
But now as individuals, how do we treat
our lives?
And you view as your condition. Why do we deal preciously each other against the so as to profane the comfort covenant of our
Father?
Now the seriousness. We are all
brothers.
We ought to love one another. We should not hate one another. We should not have divisions among us. We deal treacherously with each other. Very serious. In the church, how can we deal treacherously with
our brothers?
And verse 17 says, you say, what is this for? Many times when we deal treacherously with our brothers, we don't even realize it.
然后下面举了两个例子。
And then he gave us two examples.
第十一节，犹大人行事诡诈。
Verse 11, Judah has done treacherously.
并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事。
And an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem.
因为犹大人亵渎耶和华和喜悦圣洁，娶侍奉外邦的女子为妻。
For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god.
当初的这里犹太人他们怎么会这样子？
How did the Jews feel treacherously with their public?
他们有的人娶了外邦的女子。
And because some of them have married In this regard, they prove that they fail
treacherously.
If you love your brother, you need to keep the purity of the
So
why is it the people of Israel And because it is through the pure nation that Christ will be brought in. And so as Jesus Christ was born in that land, then you would know he is truly the Messiah, the Son of
God.
But here there are people who dealt consciously with this
Messiah.
And they have brought in the world. They have enlarged the children of God.
用今天的话来说，你怎么会以诡诈来对待你的弟兄？
So in today's word, how do you feel?
就是你把基督真理把它放大了。
And then you have enlarged the children.
把本来是基督身体里面耶稣的带出来。
Anything that does not belong to the children of God.
这话是教会黑暗时期所做的事情。
This is the work of the church in its dark
ages.
You see, within the church, there are so many people who are not
saved.
And yet they enlarge the body of Christ.
Don't forget.
When church lives in the dark
ages,
they fell treacherously against their brothers. Now, verse 13. And there's another thing you do. How do you deal treacherously with your brothers? You cover the altar with the Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts the favor from your hand. And here he talks about the wife of your
youth.
This is the wife of your
youth.
God testified among them. And this is the wife of
covenant.
Yet you deal with her
treacherously.
When the weeping and groaning of his former wife has covered the altar of God. Now you come to God's He wants to make you offering. But because you dealt treacherously with your
former wife,
and the tear covers the altar. So much so that the Lord will not consider your offering. Do you remember that Jesus has said something similar? When you present your
gift,
if you remember that your brother is against you, you see that brother's tears have covered the altar. You need to make peace with him. Then come back and make your
offering.
Here you can strike with how you dealt treacherously with your
offering.
In your offering, there's two things. One is to marry foreign
churches.
You have profane section of God.
Everybody is.
You have dealt treacherously with the wife of your youth.
所以这里,
and the Lord Himself.
休妻的事和想到和妻子的人都是我所恨的。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord of God of Israel, and he who covers his garden with
love.
Here it talks about how he dealt with the body. But the Holy Spirit uses two examples. And these two examples are very apparent in the church. Mary, the poor wife, means that you have to enlarge the body of Christ. And you divorce your wife, means that you have reduced
the body.
On Wednesday, you have enlarged the body of Christ. On the other is to reduce the size of the body. Even if you are a student of God, I will not accept you. This is the story of divorce in the church history. You know when these tears fall from the altar?
我想起了有一个弟兄说的，讲有一个弟兄就是叫Griffin Thomas，一个派一个圣经学者。
I remember a brother whose name is Griffin Thomas.
他讲弟兄那个故事。
When he told about the story of the brethren,
他说弟兄那个弟兄。
He says the brother and brethren
是最会用正义来分解的。
And they're so good at explaining the scripture with
questions.
But they have difficulties among them. They bear the testimony of
oneness.
And for this reason, as they break bread, because breaking bread represents
oneness.
And after this brother has studied the history of the brothers
and sisters,
he says, we have received much help from
him.
This is what the word provided. And Griffin Thomas was the one who helped to establish
Dallas theological.
And they are closely knit to the brothers' movement. So what does this Bible scholar want to say? He said these group of brothers. They are deeply giving themselves breaking
bread.
They have forgotten that they were breaking the heart of
man.
Because when there are differences between truth, we will move to the next street and
continue.
We will go to another location to break our
heart.
They busy themselves with
breaking the heart.
They are breaking the heart of man.
你们又行了一件这样的罪，使前妻叹息哭泣的声音遮盖了耶和华。And
this is another thing you do. You come to the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering of
sacrifice.
如果我们明白教会的历史，如果不小心的话，许多的事可以在我们面前出现。Many things will play again before our eyes.
我记得有一个这样的故事，是发生在巴西，不是发生在美国，所以你不要太敏感。
I remember something that happened in Brazil that we haven't heard, so don't be too sensitive.
那么有一次呢，有一个信息会议，就请一个长老的弟兄来写的。
And one brother from the Baptist Church invited a brother from Presbyterian. And it's very good that they have fellowship. Formerly, the door of the Baptist
Church.
And now they open up their door and welcome a brother from another denomination to speak. there's no problem in that.
但假如讲这个寄生菌要开始脱敏性病，要开始滋生肝脱敏了。
And as the meeting goes on, they are about to break bread and to break bread together.
那这个就可以想到，这个就可以。Now
this brother can preach, but he cannot receive the bread.
那这是他们那个物质，他们的感觉。
And that they felt that that's the way to do it.
最后一个人就问他。But
wait until somebody asks them.
但你们是弟兄吗？Aren't
you brothers?
你们不是兄弟吗？Aren't
you brothers?
他们不说我是兄弟，但是我是表兄弟。
为什么不是表兄弟？这你最大的对待我们。当你刚见面，你两个弟兄在一起了没？When two Christians meet together，我们在印度，我有两个弟兄在那里见面，住在一个餐馆里面，他都不懂英语。 Once in India, two brothers met with one another in a restaurant. They don't know each other. And both of them were praying. So they know that each other is a Christian. But they cannot fellowship. And so the one of the brothers thought about a verse which everyone will use. And he cannot say that. He said,
Hallelujah.
And these two words connected them together. Our inner life tells us we have the same Father, we are all brothers. This is the wife of your youth. But then you cannot. If you continue your
prayer,
where do you meet?
你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你们是什么去？你 things.
You can only love your fellow men with the same vision.
怎么样才能用伟大对待我们的弟兄？
How will you love so preciously with
your brother?
You love him because he is your brother.
先做大过你的父亲，我们父亲生的。
There's hundreds wrong and thousands wrong that your father gave you for three.
他在马路上是我的弟兄。
On the street is your brother.
他在乞丐还是我的弟兄。
If he's a beggar, he's still your brother.
亲爱的弟兄。 什么叫做以伟大来对待弟兄？
What does it mean not to deal preciously with your brother?
你如果看见他是弟兄，
If you see that he is a
brother, 你不能问他是什么样的弟兄。
You cannot ask him what kind of brother he is.
因为你的基督接纳他， 你就不能够不接纳他。
If Christ is accepted him, you cannot not accept him.
所以你知道这里圣灵怎么说？
Now you know what the Holy Spirit is.
你看到最后的结论是什么呢？
What is the conclusion?
所以当谨守你的心， 不可行伟大， 这是万军之耶和华。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord, and God of Israel, and him who covers is starting with wrong, says the Lord of hosts.
You should have
given heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously.
You should have given heed to your spirit that
you do not deal treacherously. Do you know the rational
meaning of the word?
And the word treacherously is used as the same word as
treacherously.
And the word treacherously used is a verb, and the overcoat is a noun.
You said you were treacherously.
You know the truth, it has many
words.
But no matter how poor you are, you always have an outer coat.
所以就业证明告诉我们，如果你把外面拿去剪掉的话，你黄昏以前一定要拿回来。
And so if you take the Bible says, if you take your coat to the pawn shop by the sundown, you need to redeem it back.
因为这个外衣严格说来就是你的，稍微等一下。Because
strictly speaking, that outer coat becomes your blanket at night.
当我们有第十架的时候。
When our Lord was crucified,
你的十字架有什么特别的？
You know what is special about
it? 他翻我的外衣，他为我的里衣钉去。
they have divided my throat, and they have taken my throat.
那把我万一分了，万一拿走，抢走了，就是你的账。And
if you have taken and divided out of throat, this is the same word you should have.
什么叫你诡诈的预言？
What does it mean to deal treacherously with your brothers?
你做了你弟兄的事情。
You have become the cause to your brothers. Don't forget. Your brother is always
the cause.
But don't ever become the cause.
你不做了你弟兄的事情，你诡诈了。
If you have become the cause to your brothers, you have dealt with the treacherously.
但是怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
你要谨守你的心。
Your heart.
正经的人不是心。正经的人是灵，你要谨守你的灵。
And when John and James want to set down the thunder to burn down the city of Samaria.
就对他们怎么说？我记得这。你们不知道你的灵。弟兄们，想到灵，想到你的目的，想到你的东西。弟兄们，灵不洁净是你魂不洁净，更不洁净。所以，这个我要保守你的灵。不可以做弟兄的事情。
That do not become
the cause of your problem.
What does that mean? That's the difficulty of always denomination. Some people
say they're
not denomination. That's why we must denomination. But the even though the denomination is
just,
because it divides the children. But the most terrible. In the spirit of and that's why the Bible says, take heed to your spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的上帝的殿里，
if we truly live before the light
of God,
if we allow the cross, the fire of the cross and the soul,
它不是为了我们的肉体，
not only will we deal with our
flesh, 不只对付了我们的心。
Not only will we deal with ourselves, most difficult and also the deepest work is to
do
what kind of spirit
we have from God.
Many times you use the most gentle words, and yet the most exclusive spirit.
So,
today we say people are very exclusive. Some meetings are very exclusive. Don't say that. If you're not careful, you're so stupid. And that is the spirit of denomination. And it's the spirit of division. What is the result? The result is that we have the same
thought.
And when we deal treacherously to our brothers, we don't even know
about it.
You see how deep the work of the cross must be. I say it again. It is easier to deal with
that.
It's even easier to deal with the world. Most difficult to deal with is God. What kind of spirit do I have? Is it a Bible spirit? Is it the Son of Thunder? Is it the spirit of the Son of Thunder? No one. The spirit must be the spirit of the Lamb. Because it is the spirit of the Lamb, therefore it is the spirit
of the Lamb.
It always causes to balance in the when we allow the Holy Spirit to work
in
us and to work the Spirit of the Lamb in us.
Thank you. church.
By His grace, we would no longer deal treacherously with our brothers.
好，就像我们现在把这个七段里面的话六段就讲。
Now we have finished speaking on the six sections of the word.
如果你没有，你如果觉得没有讲完，那意义在睡觉。
Now we have the last section.
那就是从十三节开始。
And that begins from verse
2. 耶和华说：“你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你？”
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against thee?
We thought
we did not speak
against thee.
For we were said to serve God in vain.
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉的，你看见我们侍奉，我们里面有个重击。
Unknowingly,
or
gradually, we have
to close
it. But when you get to serve God, we serve for thousands
of years.
But when you serve God for a long time, you will ask the question, is this in vain to serve God? So what purpose is there to keep His charge? Because we love God, we will keep His commandments. But now we're asking, what prophet is there? When you just began to serve God, you will not have
to be there.
And after you serve Him for a while, then gradually it's coming to your heart. And that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts. What prophet is
this?
When prophets begin to creep into service, you remember those people who were selling cattle, sheep, and dogs in the temple. Now God made a call. And the calling is found in verse 16. Just at that moment, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. Here there's a group of remnants. When the majority are seeking for profit instead of God. And at that moment, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. And here says the Lord gave attention
to them.
Those who understand Hebrew know that this word describes how a horse is cut up this year. Our God is in heaven. If there are people who fear the Lord, speak to us. So here, obviously, is a meeting. Testimony almost has nothing to do with that. But there is one kind of
testimony.
Not only has the
testimony.
And God will even listen from heaven to see what they are talking about. Not only the Lord
is the God,
but the Lord has His come about. He thinks that He enjoys listening to
Him.
Because these are the overcomers. And the book of remembrance. As God listened to it, He will record. Record those who fear the Lord, who consider Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不仅有了这圣经，
sister, we not only have the book.
我们的圣经上，我们的名字都在那。如果你上帝耶稣基督的名字。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name is recorded.
因为在上帝上，你可以的。
Some people say it existed in love. As long as my name is recorded in the book of
life,
then here is a calling
to you.
Is your name and my name recorded in the book of remembrance? In the entire Bible, there is one chapter to go
through.
And that is a sample to show us. If I remember correctly, it is Ezra chapter 2. Those people will return to Jerusalem. If I remember correctly, there's only 74
Levites.
And God recorded their names.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers
and sisters,
we thank God. Before His coming, there will be a group of children as the majority of
faith.
They want to stand on the standard of God. Not only the Lord is in our midst, He also is part of our
community.
On one hand, He
comes.
On the other hand, He places our name in the book of the
Spirit.
The Lord of hosts, on the day that I
prepare,
that is the day of His deliverance. That is the time we receive our reward. They will be mine. And they will be my special possession. They will be my peculiar treasure. All the overcomers are His peculiar possession. On that day, the whole universe will
help.
And that is when our Lord Jesus comes back. And the Son of God will be
revealed.
They will be displayed in heaven.
They
will shine as the light of the sun.
It
will shine with Christ. This is the reward for the
overcoming.
On that day, you will return. You will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not. How we distinguish between righteous and wicked, that's how we distinguish those who serve God and not serve God. In other words, there's not one who says who does not serve God. Now is the kingdom of the priest. If you do not serve God, you are the wicked. You have nothing to
worship.
In the New Jerusalem, all are saved and all are overcomers. In chapter 4, verse
1.
And it talks about the burning
furnace.
And that is prepared for the arrogant, for evildoers who are like chaff.
Thank God.
In verse
2.
But for you who fear my
name,
the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His
wings.
Now we have gone through the long dark
night.
You cannot see anything. But we thank the
Lord.
For those who fear the name of the Lord, He is our Son of Righteousness. And the Son of Righteousness will rise. And that is the time for near return. We pray for
Him.
When He comes the first time, that was the rising of the sun. Now we will take
a look. And
verse 4 talks about
Moses.
Verse 5 and 6 talk about Elijah. And verse 2 talks about the Son of
Isaac.
And then Moses.
And
then Elijah. And the book of Malachi ends
here.
But it continues the four book of Malachi. Even though the book of Malachi ends here, the Holy Spirit continues. He continues to write until the
book of Malachi.
We will take a look at Matthew 17. Matthew 17.
Thank you. 第一节过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗的上了高山。
Verse 1, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up to a mountain, high mountain, by themselves.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garment became as white as light.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现。
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them.
施洗约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
我为主告诉他们门徒说：“你们有人在他职位以前，也要看见人降临在他的国里。”
And Jesus told his disciples, "Before you take to death, some of you will behold the Son of Man appear in his
glory." 结果在变化山上。门徒们看见人子怎样降在他的位置。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw how Jesus, how the Son of God, came down
like a light.
The face of our Lord shone like a sun.
这里摩西代表律。
Here Moses comes.
这里摩西代表先知。
Here comes Elijah, who represents the prophet.
彼得说糊涂的话，他要三次。
And the Peter has said some words of confusion. He says he wants to go
free.
And a cloud came to cover Moses and
Elijah.
They thought that Jesus was number one, Moses number two, and Elijah was number three.
They're
wrong. In God's kingdom, As they lift up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus and Christ. You see, now the sun has risen. The kingdom has come. But do not forget. What is the kingdom of heaven? Kingdom of heaven means that you will lift up your eyes and see no one but Jesus alone.
So we thank you.
And here Moses and Elijah have become the test witness for the
kingdom.
Our Lord Jesus could have ascended heaven from there. But he did not. And because Moses and Elijah talked about exiting with our Lord, he could very well exit from Mount
Sinai.
But for your sake and my
sake,
from Mount Hermon, he came to Mount
Hermon.
And that was near on the
cross.
He had completed salvation until our Lord ascended
heaven.
There were two witnesses. Don't forget, the Bible did not say that they are angels. And we thought that those who wear white robes must be
angels.
Don't say those who wear white robes are
angels.
The Bible says two men must be two
witnesses.
My sister, these are witnesses to
Jesus.
That's why they are able to say how he has sent to heaven the same way he shall return. Praise the Lord. On this
side,
when you barely can see the sun begin to rise, and that is Revelation chapter 10. We come to Revelation 10. Before his feet touches our camp, our
camp,
But for the sake of those who do these things, you can begin to see his
appearing.
In chapter 10, verse
5,
and I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. All of us wait for his return. And the Son of Righteousness will rise for those people who fear his
name.
And in chapter 11,
you
also see two
witnesses.
If we are correct, if we read the
scripture,
one is Moses, one is
Elijah.
Here again shows us what is kingdom. But this is during the time of great tribulation. Soon after, the feet of our Lord were touched upon them all of
us.
We truly thank our Lord. This is the truth of
God.
We are waiting for his coming. You little flock, do not be afraid. Because the Father desires to give you his kingdom. Now we desire very nullified to speak into your
head.
Call us to see here what the Lord wants to speak to
you. Thank you, and thank
you.
Let's have a seat. Lord, we thank you.
We hope that as you speak these
words,
the Holy Spirit will breathe upon
us.
You know that we have different spiritual
knowledge.
We ask the Holy Spirit to do the work of
interpretation.
So each one of us can understand your word this morning. May you call out to the overcomers. We are willing to answer to your call before you come. That we may speak to one another. We hope that there will be a book of remembrance that
therefore.
We're not waiting to die. We're waiting for your return. Hear our prayers.
Give the people
this time. Amen.